It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where tonight the Rainiers host the Salt Lake Bees, and it is the annual 3rd of July fireworks extravaganza here at Cheney Stadium, and a packed house is filtering in through the gates now as we get ready for what is always one of the biggest games of the year and really a Tacoma tradition, an event of the summer here in the Pacific Northwest, the giant fireworks game here at Cheney Stadium. And just for fun, the Rainiers have been hot recently. They've won three of their last four games, and get this, all three of their wins, the three of the last four, have all come in the Rainiers' final at bat. Walk-off wins here. They've actually come in extra innings, two of them in the 10th inning and one in the 12th. We'll see if that trend continues. Yesterday's game, amazing. Brian O'Keefe, the Rainiers' catcher, had the best game of his career. He hit three home runs, and the score was tied in the bottom of the 10th. He was up with a winning runner at third and two outs, and he didn't need his fourth homer of the game. He didn't hit his fourth homer of the game. All he needed was a base hit, and that's what he got. He stroked a single to center field, and it brought in Kelnick from third, and the Rainiers were victorious by a final score of 5-4, with Brian O'Keefe collecting four hits, hitting three home runs, and driving in all five Tacoma Rainiers runs. What a game for O'Keefe. He is back in there today, hit a cleanup and doing the catching. Also of note, Kyle Lewis is here today on a rehab assignment. He had a concussion. We'll talk more about it later, but he's been out for a while. But he's in the lineup today for Tacoma, first rehab game, and he is the designated hitter. Starting pitchers today on the mound for the Rainiers, Connor Wade. Wade's 2-3 with a 6.54 ERA. Kenny Rosenberg starts for Salt Lake. He's tough, 2-2, but with a 2.45 ERA in eight starts, and he's been splitting time between AAA and the big leagues this year. So Rosenberg, a lefty for Salt Lake, and Wade, a righty for Tacoma. Well, it's Sunday. Every Sunday, we visit with the manager of the Tacoma Rainiers, Tim Fedorovich, and we'll hear from the skipper when the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
It's our Sunday visit with Rainiers manager Tim Fedorovich. And Tim, what a game yesterday from your catcher, Brian O'Keefe, who not only hits three home runs, but he wasn't done yet. He drives in the winning run with an RBI single in the bottom of the 10th inning. An incredible performance. How fun was that to watch from the dugout?
It was great. I mean, obviously, he put us on his back yesterday and really carried the offense. I mean, he's been, ever since maybe 3 or 4 days ago, he took BP, drove every single ball to right center field. He's like, Skip, I think I'm back. And then ever since, he's been going off. So it's been great to see.
He's been on a tear at the plate. You know, he's definitely attracted the notice of Mariners fans with his performance in Tacoma this year. He has great hitting numbers. What does he need to do to get to the majors? He's never been there before.
Yeah, I think it's just more defense-related, just getting back into the groove. Obviously, he missed some time with his hand. And now that Knapp's gone, that he's going to get a lot more time behind the plate. And I think just continue to perfect his catching game, I think, is going to lead to the big leagues.
Three home runs yesterday for O'Keefe. Obviously rare in baseball. The Rangers hadn't had a player do that in 7 years. Do you ever have a multiple homer game in your career, or do you remember a teammate who had a huge home run game like that?
Yeah, I had a two home run game where the last one was a walk off, and that was obviously my best, and that was in Albuquerque. So
okay.
Sometimes the ball goes a little bit further there.
We're with Red Ears manager Tim Fedorovich. Tim, looking at tonight's game, you've got Kyle Lewis back in there on a rehab assignment, and he's been out for slightly over a month with a concussion, which obviously can be quite serious. You were a catcher for your whole playing career. I'm sure you've dealt with concussions or maybe close calls with a concussion in the past. What type of things does a player go through, an athlete go through, when that happens?
Yeah, luckily I never really had many diagnosed concussions. I've definitely had some symptoms. You know, it's just tough, and every guy's different. It's anytime you take a trauma to the head, there's really no telling how long it takes to get back, and if guys are truly back when they say they are. So it's obviously the brain's the most important part of your body, so it's you don't want to mess around when it comes to that. So I'm just glad to see him back out there, and hopefully he can help us out for the two at-bats.
Tim, it's the July 3rd, July 4th swing in the Pacific Coast League, and you've been a part of this for years in your playing career in the minors and in the majors. Is it kind of fun when you're a baseball player and you play these two games with packed houses?
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime you get the fans, these fans here have been great, especially this homestand. The weather's been nice. You know, they've really been into the game, especially late in the game. We've had some comeback wins, and I think a lot of it is because of the energy that the crowd brings. You know, getting into these situations, getting guys on base, they're constantly cheering for us, and anytime a big hit, it just has that great feel of a good ballpark.
Yeah, it's been fun, this whole homestand. Three extra inning wins against Salt Lake. Twice your team had to come back in the ninth inning to get to extra innings, and then a third game came up just short, needing two runs. He got one and had a runner stranded at third. What's the deal with these comebacks?
I don't know. I would like to do it a little bit more earlier in the game so we're not stressing so much going into the ninth. But, hey, if that's the type of team we are, I know our guys get more comfortable as the day goes on, the more pitches they've seen. We've seen these guys a lot. So, I don't know. Hopefully we can score early and just keep the lead the whole game tonight. We got an early flight tomorrow.
All right. Well, have fun out there tonight. And, yes, early flight tomorrow will be like old school PCL travel day. Thanks a lot for the visit, Tim. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, no problem.
That's Tim Fedorovich, manager of the Rainiers. I'll be back with the starting lineups in today's game right after this.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved. To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's ball game. First for the visiting Salt Lake Bees, who have a record of 36 wins and 41 losses. They are the Los Angeles Angels AAA club. Their manager is Lou Marzin. They're going to lead off with Kian Wong. Wong is their third baseman. Batting second for Salt Lake, right fielder Jose Rojas. Hitting third and playing left field is Joe Adell. In the cleanup spot, former Rainier Dylan Thomas. He's Salt Lake's designated hitter tonight. Batting fifth, the shortstop Jack Mayfield. Hitting sixth and playing center field is Magnarice Sierra. Batting seventh and doing the catching is Chad Wallach. Hitting eighth, the first baseman Jake Gatewood. And batting ninth, second baseman Jake Palamaki. On the mound for the Bees, left-hander Kenny Rosenberg. Rosenberg is 2-2 with a 2.45 ERA. The Tacoma Rainiers are 31-45 on the season. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by Tim Fedorovich. He's going to lead off with Jared Kelnick. Kelnick is in left field tonight. Batting second on a rehab assignment from the Mariners, Kyle Lewis. Lewis is the designated hitter. Hitting third and playing third base is Eric Mejia. In the cleanup spot, the catcher, Brian O'Keefe. Hitting fifth for Tacoma, right fielder Scott Heineman. Batting sixth and playing first base is Kevin Padlow. Hitting seventh, the center fielder, Forrest Wall. Batting eighth for Tacoma, the second baseman, Drew Ellis. And hitting ninth, shortstop, Mason McCoy. On the mound, Connor Wade. Wade is 2-3 with a 6.54 ERA. Got a three-man umpiring crew behind home plate calling the balls and strikes is Brian Herzog. At first base is Takahito Matsuda. And over at third, it's Austin Jones. Tacoma and Salt Lake. The Red Ears taking the field. Final game of the series. Red Ears lead the series 3-2. And Tacoma hits the road tomorrow. Heads to Reno for their 4th of July game. We've got a packed house here. And it's going to be a fun one tonight here at Cheney Stadium. That'll do it for the Tacoma Red Ears pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch at the start of tonight's game right after this.
Hey, Red Ears fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting MaryBridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball as we're about ready to start here at Cheney Stadium under cloudy and gray skies. Lights are on here at Cheney Stadium. No wind blowing at the moment. And these two teams are ready to get things started. First pitch of the game from Connor Wade to Kian Wong is hit in the air routinely to left field. And Jared Kelnick, just a couple steps towards the foul line, hauls it in. One pitch, one out here at Cheney Stadium. 60 degrees, our game time temperature. And now Jose Rojas is the batter. Rojas hitting 239 with a 310 on base percentage for Salt Lake. And he's hit 8 homers this year. Rainier shifted with 3 on the right side. First pitch grounded right to the first baseman, Padlo, and he takes it to the base. And there's out number 2. How about that? Connor Wade has thrown 2 pitches and recorded 2 outs. And now Joe Adell will be the batter. Wade is pitching in his 11th game, 10th start for the Rainiers tonight. 2-3 with a 6.54 ERA. He is going to be around the plate. He's walked only 9 batters in 42 and two-thirds innings with 28 strikeouts. His pitch to Adell, who's taking no matter what here, and it is outside for a ball, 1-0. Adell had to take there. He can't let the pitcher have a 3-pitch inning. So 1-0 the count. Now Wade's next pitch is swung on and pulled foul down the left field line. 1-1 to Joe Adell, hitting 209 with 10 homers. 26 runs batted in 33 games for Adell. So an even count to the Salt Lake left fielder. Angels first round draft pick in 2017. And the pitch is inside for a ball. 2 balls, 1 strike. Right, here's wearing the red jerseys with white pants and the special 4th of July weekend hats. 2-1 pitch, inside, ball 3. Wade falls behind in the count. This is Wade's second straight start against Salt Lake. He pitched against them here on Tuesday in the series opener. 3-1 pitch is a swing and a miss, so the count goes full, 3-2. In that game on Tuesday, Wade allowed 1 run in the first 4 innings total. And then in the 5th, Salt Lake had a huge rally. Here's a swing and a foul on the third base side, still 3-2. And Salt Lake was leading 1-0 after 4 innings in that game. And then they scored 8 runs in the 5th. And that was the only game of this 6-game series that was not a 1-run game. These two teams have played 4 consecutive 1-run games, 3 of which have gone into extra innings. 3-2 pitch from Wade, and it is low, ball 4. So a 2-out walk. Joe Adell heads down to first base. And he's aboard for Dylan Thomas. Thomas hitting .286 for Salt Lake in 52 games with 9 homers, 41 runs batted in. He was with the Rainiers last year and had a brief cameo with the Mariners as well. The pitch is taken for a called strike on the outside edge. It's 0-1. Just underway here in Tacoma. No score, top of the first. Joe Adell, the runner at first base, takes his lead. He's being held on by Padlo. 0-1 pitch. Down and in for a ball. 1-1. Now the next pitch over for a called strike. And the count goes to 1-2. So Connor Wade, right-hander from Scottsdale, Arizona, with his 1-2 pitch. And it is swung on, bounced to the right side. That's fielded by Ellis. And he throws to first for the out, and the inning is over. Dylan Thomas grounds out to Drew Ellis. No runs for Salt Lake, no hits or errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Salt Lake nothing, Tacoma coming to the plate.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, Connor Wade tossed a scoreless top of the first inning, and now the Rainiers come to the plate in the bottom of the first inning. And Jared Kelnick strolls to the dish to get things started for the Rainiers. And out on the mound, Kenny Rosenberg. Rosenberg, lefty, having a really nice year for Salt Lake and has had multiple call-ups to the Angels this year. Here's his first pitch to Kelnick, and it is swung on and hit in the air, foul down the left field line, and that gets out of play. So it is a strike one to Kelnick. Kelnick hitting .289 for Tacoma with 8 homers, a OPS of .879 in 35 games for the Rainiers. Rosenberg's 0-1 pitch is grounded to the right side and into the shift, and it's fielded by the shortstop, Mayfield, who was over there, and he throws out Kelnick at first base. And that is out number one. That was actually the third baseman, Wong, who fielded that ball on the right side of the second base bag as they leave the shortstop on the left side on that shift. So Kelnick grounds out to the third baseman. What a way, and now Kyle Lewis will be the batter. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. This is Lewis's first rehab appearance for the Rainiers this go-around. He was with the Rainiers for 3 weeks in May, when he was coming back from the knee injury. And then he got feeling good enough to return to the Mariners. And Lewis played in just four games for Seattle. So he takes one down low. Made an instant impact, hitting two homers in those four games. But then he got hit by a pitch and got hit in the head, and he had a concussion. So now the 1-1 is fouled away. And you heard Tim Fedorovich, if you listened to the pregame show, talk about how concussions, and he would know, he was a catcher, right, that concussions are different for different people, and the different concussion, you know, a concussion can affect you in many different ways. And for Lewis, he was out for almost a month. It's now the 1-2 pitch up high for a ball. And needed a few days to get back into doing baseball workouts these past few days. And then this is his first time seeing live pitching. He's probably going to get a few games with Tacoma, I would think. Here's the 2-2 pitch on its way. And it is inside for a ball. A couple of games to get baseball ready once again. And then he'll rejoin the M's. He swung it well when he was with the Red Ears on the first rehab assignment coming back from the knee injury in May. Here's the 3-2 pitch, and it is up high. He checked his swing in time, says the first base umpire, so that's ball four. Lewis heads down to first base with a one-out walk, and the Red Ears have their first base runner of the game. Now Eric Mejia will be the hitter. Mejia, switch hitter, bat right-handed against Rosenberg. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Mejia staring out towards Rosenberg. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike two. Mejia had an off day yesterday, but he brought in the winning run in back-to-back extra inning games earlier this week on Wednesday and Thursday night. 0-2 pitch to Mejia is swung on and popped up, foul, first base side. Gatewood is there, and he makes the catch in foul ground for out number two. Mejia fouls out to the first baseman. Two down. Lewis still at first base, and now Brian O'Keefe will be the hitter. What a game he had yesterday. Three homers, and that wasn't enough, so then he got the game-winning RBI single in the bottom of the 10th inning. Ends up going 4-for-5, drives in all five runs as the Red Ears won 5-4. So here's one down low for a ball. And O'Keefe now batting on the year for the Red Ears. 39 games, hitting .304 with 10 homers, 24 runs batted in, .380 on base percentage, .608 slugging percentage. 1-0 pitch coming to the Red Ears catcher, and it is down in the dirt for a ball. 2-0. His first two homers yesterday were to left field off the Salt Lake starter, Cesar Valdez. His third homer tied the game in the eighth inning. That came off of the rehabbing major leaguer, Austin Warren. 2-0 pitch to O'Keefe, down low, ball three. And that third homer was to the opposite field. Well, 3-0 the count to O'Keefe. And there's ball four. O'Keefe heads down to first base. Lewis takes second. Yeah, the Red Ears have two on with two out because of walks here in the first inning, and now Scott Heineman will be the batter. Well, the Red Ears have seen Kenny Rosenberg before. He's made two starts against Tacoma this year. They've both been starts in which he's allowed very little in the way of earned runs, but he allowed a bunch of unearned runs in his most recent outing against Tacoma, which was June 7th. When he went five innings, he allowed five runs, but only one was earned. He pitched four innings, allowing one run here in Tacoma on April 10th. And his pitch to Heinemann is high for a ball, 1-0. Heinemann in his 10th game as a Rainier today, hitting .225 with one homer, nine runs batted in. RBI opportunity here. The 1-0 pitch is swung on and fouled back. And the count's even, 1-1. So a ball and a strike to Scott Heinemann. And Rosenberg, 6'1 lefty, 26 years old with his pitch, and it is swung on and fouled off. That is strike two. Rosenberg has had four different stints already this year in the majors with the Angels, but has pitched in only three games. Now the 1-2 pitch from Rosenberg to Heinemann. And time called right when Rosenberg was about to pitch. And, a pitch clock violation has been charged to Rosenberg. So that is ball two. Two balls, two strikes to Heinemann. Now the 2-2 is a swing and a foul back. Still two balls, two strikes. Heinemann trying to come through with two outs, give the Red Ears an early lead. Rosenberg gets the sign from his catcher, Chad Wallach. And now here comes the 2-2 pitch, and it is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a breaking ball, and Heinemann has struck out, and the inning is over. Right here's threatened with a couple of walks, but they do not score. No runs, hits, or errors. Two runners left on base. We go to the second inning. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
No score after one inning of play. The Red Ears and the Salt Lake Bees here on July 3rd. Packed house at Cheney Stadium. Big fireworks show coming up after the final out tonight. Connor Wade on the mound for the Red Ears, and he pitched a scoreless first, working his way around a two-out walk. He'll face Jack Mayfield, Magnu Reese, Sierra, and Chad Wallach in the top of the second inning. Here's his first pitch to Mayfield, and it is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Mayfield's hitting 200 in 100 at-bats for Salt Lake, 20 out of 100. Two homers, 595 OPS, and he takes a strike. One ball, one strike. Wade evening up the count. Now the 1-1. Outside, 2-1. Wade working quickly with no one on base. This pitch is hit in the air. Foul down the left field line. So 2-2. Wade's ready. And the 2-2 pitch is a swing and a foul back. Still 2-2. Connor Wade out of the University of Arizona, where in college he was actually teammates with the Raiders coach and former player, Seth Mejia Spreen. Sears went outside for a ball to Mayfield, and the count goes full. 3-2. Now a swing and a foul again by Mayfield. Still three balls, two strikes. Mayfield digs back into the batter's box. Wade into his motion. The 3-2 pitch swung on and fouled back again. It's a real battle here to lead off the top of the second inning. Now Wade winds and is 3-2 again. It's swung on and fouled away again. This is getting kind of silly. How many pitches is this? Are we at 10 yet? I think we're at 10. No, that was 9. Number 10's coming up here. This is the 10th pitch of the at-bat, and it is fouled back. So 10 pitches, not enough. So still three balls, two strikes. And the pitch is down low, ball four, an 11-pitch walk. Mayfield heads down to first base. Second walk issued by Wade is couldn't put him away. Mayfield kept fouling off strike after strike, and eventually Wade missed with one for ball four. It was really good at bat by Jack Mayfield. So now Magnarice Sierra is the batter. And the pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now a turn and a throw to first. They got him. Picked off Mayfield. Couldn't get him out with pitches, so get him out by picking him off. There's the first out. Mayfield strayed too far from first. He just started to break too early, and an easy pickoff for Wade and first baseman Kevin Padlow, who applied the tag. Now pitch to Sierra, misses high for a ball, 1-1. One pitch, swing and a miss, there's strike two. So Wade out ahead. Wade now ready. Here's his 1-2 pitch on its way, and it is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a change, and there is the second out of the inning. First strike out of the night for Connor Wade. Just took a little off this pitch. Got it to fade away from the left-hand hitter. Two down, and now Chad Wallach will be the batter. And the first pitch is swung on and popped up on the infield. Who's going to get it? The shortstop. That is McCoy. And that is the final out of the inning. Wallach pops up, and That takes care of Salt Lake at the top of the second inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and no one left. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
No score between Tacoma and Salt Lake. We go to the bottom of the second inning here at Cheney Stadium. And the Red Ears will send Kevin Padlow, Forrest Wall, and Drew Ellis to the plate in the bottom of the second. Padlow leading things off. He's in the lineup at first base today. He made his return to the club yesterday after a stint in the big leagues that saw him appear in six games for Seattle, and he drove in some runs. In fact, had one huge hit in Anaheim to help win a game. Here's the pitch to Padlow, and it is a check swing foul out of play. There's strike one. Padlow with the Rainiers, hitting 192 in 21 games, but he's also spent time in this league with Sacramento this year, where he hit 275 with seven homers in 22 games. Here's one down low. So in the Pacific Coast League this year, Padlow, between the two stops, has played in 43 AAA games. He has 10 homers and 25 runs batted in. Yeah, 235 average, 805 OPS. 1-1 pitch is popped up foul behind the plate. That's going to get into the seats, which are packed tonight. And 1-2 the count to Padlow. Rainiers have had good crowds all weekend, but this is the biggest for sure. Now, Rosenberg with a 1-2 pitch. And it's a hit in the air towards left center. Over is Adele and the center fielder Sierra. And Sierra called him off, and then he made the catch quite awkwardly. And Adele says, hey, why didn't you just let me catch that? I wouldn't have had to drop to a knee and lunge forward. One away in the bottom of the second inning, and now Forrest Wall will be the batter. Wall, left-hand batter facing the left-hand pitcher, and he takes a curve in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Wall hitting 234 with a 328 on base percentage. Now the 0-1 in the dirt for a ball, one ball, one strike. Now Rosenberg with a 1-1 pitch on its way, and it is called a strike, and the count goes to 1-2. Now a swing and a miss, strike three, and Wall goes down swinging, and that is out number two in the bottom of the second inning. Second strikeout for Kenny Rosenberg. And now Drew Ellis will hit. Rosenberg's out of Cal State Northridge.
where they've had a pretty good baseball program for a few decades now in the Big West Conference. He was drafted out of Northridge back in 2016. So he throws a breaking ball up and away to Ellis. And he was actually drafted by Tampa. Yeah, the 1-0 pitch to Ellis is in for a strike. And the Angels got Rosenberg from the Rays during the offseason in the wintertime, actually, right around the winter meetings, in a waiver claim last December. 1-1 pitch inside for a ball to Ellis. Two balls, one strike. And this pitch is a swing and a foul back by Ellis, and the count's even, 2-2. Now the 2-2. Swung on and bounced foul third base side. Still two balls, two strikes. Now this one is swung on, hit in the air towards right center field, deep. Sierra back, and he's going to have time to get there, and he makes the catch at the edge of the warning track under the scoreboard in right center for the final out at the bottom of the second inning. Ellis hit that ball pretty solidly, but it lands in the glove of Magnarese Sierra. Three up, three down. We head to the third with the score. Tacoma nothing, Salt Lake nothing.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app,
so we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
No score between Tacoma and Salt Lake. We head to the third inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. And Connor Wade is on the mound for the Red Ears, and Wade will face the number eight hitter, Jake Gatewood, to start things off. He'll be followed by Jake Palamaki and then Kian Wong. Back-to-back Jakes at the bottom of the Salt Lake lineup. First pitch to Jake number one, Gatewood, is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Gatewood has found his power stroke in this series. He's homered twice, upping his total from 3-5 on the year, and he strokes a base hit into center field, a soft liner cleanly hit into center, and that's the first hit of the game for either team. Gatewood singles to center field to get things started in the third inning. Now Palamaki will be the batter, Jake number two. Palamaki in 23 games, hitting .314 with a homer, .402 on base percentage. Switch hitter, he bats left, and the pitch is taken for a strike at the knees. It's 0-1. Mariners won today. They had a good series against Oakland, taking three out of four. As here's a liner to short, caught by McCoy. Fire to first, and back in safely is Gatewood. It was close. McCoy caught that ball and came up firing to Padlow at first, but Gatewood did get back in there safely. So one out recorded. Palamaki lines out to short. And now Kian Wong will be the batter. Mariners beat the A's today 2-1 behind Robbie Ray. As here's a bunt, third base side. Bare hand pick by Mejia. Throw to first in time for the out. Nice play, Eric Mejia. As he barehanded that ball charging in and then threw it to first base. The throw was in the dirt, but Padlow dug it out. So Gatewood is at second, and that's actually going to go in the books as a sacrifice bunt for Wong, although he was trying to get a hit out of that. Runner at second with two outs now for Jose Rojas. Yeah, Robbie Ray, 6 2/3 innings, allowed one run and struck out 12. He's been a hot hand in the Mariners rotation recently. Starting to pitch like the Cy Young Award winner from last year as there's a strike to Rojas, 0-1. Julio Rodriguez hit the first pitch at the bottom of the first inning from Frankie Montas out of the ballpark for a solo homer, his 14th of the year. Now a swing and a fly to left field. Kelnick lining it up, and he makes the catch, and there's out number three. Rojas flies out to left, and Salt Lake does not score in the top of the first inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the third. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
School's out for summer, but if your business is running QuickBooks, you'll never get a break. Their manual processes and delays will leave you scrambling. Graduate to NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. No matter how big your business grows, with NetSuite, you'll gain visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more, just like 93% of surveyed businesses who already graduated. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program, so head to netsuite.com/RBI.
Well, we go to the bottom of the third inning, and it is no score between Tacoma and Salt Lake. Kenny Rosenberg to work on Mason McCoy. Got defensive changes for Salt Lake. As here's the pitch to McCoy, is taken inside for a ball. McCoy hitting .235 with seven homers, 26 runs batted in. Next pitch in there for a strike, 1-1. Salt Lake's taking Jack Mayfield out of the game. And he was hitting in the five spot of the order. They've brought in Kyle Kasser, who just joined the team today. He comes in off the bench. So here's a swing and a foul by McCoy, and that'll get out of play. Kasser goes in at second base. And moving from second to Mayfield's position of shortstop is Jake Palamaki. So the infield now is Gatewood at first, Kasser at second, Palamaki at short, and Wong at third. Here's one up high to McCoy. 1-1 the count. Kyle Kasser, the new second baseman, just joined Salt Lake today. from Advanced Class A as there's a swing and a miss, strike three. Rosenberg strikes out McCoy, and that's his third strikeout. Celtic's coming up now for his second look at Rosenberg. He grounded out in the infield his first time up. Rosenberg is, he's having a really good year, and he's pitched well against the Rainiers this season, as now his pitch to Celtic is breaking ball in there for a strike. He also pitched well against the Mariners this year. On June 19th, he started for the Angels up here at T-Mobile Park against the M's. Sears one down and in for a ball, 1-1. And he pitched 4 2/3 shutout innings against the Mariners that day. That's his only start in the big leagues this year. The other games that he's been in the majors this season, he was used as a reliever. Here's a swing and a miss. Strike two to Kelnick. Rosenberg in that game came one out away from qualifying for a win. He got no decision. The Angels shut out the Mariners, though, 4-0, using a total of six pitchers. The M's had just two hits that day. Mike Trout homered off Logan Gilbert in that one. 1-2 pitch, swing, and a foul back by Kelnick. So, one ball, two strikes to Kelnick. Kelnick digs back into the batter's box. Rosenberg is into his motion, and here's the 1-2 pitch, and it is swung on and hit in the air to shallow left. In a few steps is Adele. He's there, and he makes the catch, and Kelnick is out number two in the bottom of the third inning. And here comes Kyle Lewis. Lewis walked in the first. He's on the rehab assignment today. Now the pitch is up high for a ball, 1-0. No score, bottom of the third inning. Now the 1-0 on its way. And this is down and in for a ball. So 2-0. And this one in there for a called strike. Two-one delivery. Inside, ball three. And Lewis well out ahead in the count once again. Now the 3-1 swing and a foul back. So full count, 3-2 to Kyle Lewis. Two outs, no one on. Now here's the 3-2. Swung on and fouled out of play on the first base side. Payoff is swung on and hit in the air to shallow right center. Coming in on it is Rojas, and he's there, and he makes the catch, and Lewis is retired, and the Red Ears go in order at the bottom of the third. Three up, three down. Rosenberg has retired seven straight Tacoma hitters. We go to the fourth inning. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
And BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria, también somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
No score after 3 innings of play. The Tacoma Red Ears and the Salt Lake Bees scoreless. And we go to the 4th inning of play. The Red Ears have brought in a new pitcher to work the top of the 4th inning. It is Chris Mazza who will be making his Tacoma Red Ears debut. So Mazza replaces Connor Wade, who went 3 scoreless innings, allowed 1 hit, walked 2, and struck out 1. Nice outing for Wade. A little brief one, but a successful one for sure. So in from the bullpen is Chris Mazza, who is making his Red Ears debut. And Mazza just picked up by the Mariners organization as he had been let go by Tampa. And Mazza's ready to work on Joe Adell, and the first pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Mazza's 32 years old. He's been in the majors with 3 different teams, the Mets, the Red Sox, and now Tampa last year and the beginning of this year. Yeah, the 1-0 is low it away for, oh no, they called a strike on that. Okay, 1-1 the count to Adell. Mazza this year has been slowed down by back problems that have caused him to spend time on the IL or just not pitch for stints while he was with AAA Durham. 1-1 pitch on its way to Adell is low for a ball, 2-1. But he did get into 8 games for Durham and went 1-0 with a 4.85 ERA in the AAA International League, and he had 18 strikeouts in 13 innings there. Now the pitch is outside and to the backstop, 3-1. Mazza last year got into 14 games for the Rays in the big leagues. Had a 4.61 ERA. 3-1 pitch inside, ball 4, a leadoff walk. Adell draws his 2nd walk of the game, and he'll head down to first base. And now Dylan Thomas will be the batter. No score, top of the 4th inning here at Cheney Stadium. Final game of the homestand. Now Mazza is ready. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball. Mazza, 6'4", righty. It's from the Concord Walnut Creek area of Northern California. Now the 1-0. is in for a strike, 1-1. Mazza drafted in 2011 by the Twins out of Menlo College, which I believe is a Division III school. California. So now the 1-1. Outside for a ball, 2-1. Now the 2-1 pitch is on its way. And it is swung on, hit in the air towards left field. Going back is Kelnick, and Wall angling over from center. And Wall makes the catch up against the fence in left center. And he's injured. Tagging at first and taking second is Adele. Wall hit the side of his body against the fence and made the catch. And then immediately just kind of passed the ball to Kelnick so he could throw it back in. And Wall is down on his knees right now. Get another look at this at on MILB TV, and I think he hit a knee against the fence, and he seems to be grimacing in pain out there as he tries to stand up straight. So now the trainer, Michael Feliciano, is out there. And they're gonna check on Forrest Wall. Manager Tim Fedorovich on the scene as well. Wall made that catch a step in front of it, but he had run a long way, and he kind of went face first into that fence, and he hit his knee and also maybe, I think he hit both knees against the fence. Now he's getting up onto his feet. And he's walking around a little gingerly out there. So, Wall. Now, still definitely in some pain out there. So we'll see if Wall is able to stay in this game or not. It looks like they're trying to give him some time to recover a bit. And he is going to stay in the game. He just needed some time to recover from the jolt of hitting that fence. Wall heads back to his position in center field. So he's going to stay in the game with one out at the top of the fourth. Adele, the runner at second base, and now taking his first at bat at the AAA level in his AAA debut is New Salt Lake Bees infielder Kyle Kasser. Kasser just joined the team from Advanced Class A Tri-City in the Northwest League, where he was hitting .246 with no homers and a .326 on base percentage in 46 games. Left-hand hitter. Wade with the pitch, and it is taken down and in for a ball, 1-0 the count. No score, top of the fourth inning, Tacoma and Salt Lake. Now Wade is ready. And his next pitch is a swing and a miss, and that evens up the count. It's 1-1. So the count's even, a ball and a strike. And now Wade checks the runner, or pardon me, that's Mazza checking the runner at second base, and the 1-1 pitch is down and away for a ball, 2-1. Mazza just entered the game at the start of this inning. So two balls, one strike to Kyle Kasser. And Mazza now with his pitch. And it's down low, ball three, 3-1. Rainier's entered play. Leading this series 3-2. Chance to win a 6-game series against Salt Lake with a victory tonight. It's now the 3-1 pitch to Kasser. Swung on, grounded foul, first base side. And Tacoma plays Salt Lake a lot this year, and this is the 21st meeting of the year between the two teams already, with more to come. And it's been a close series. Salt Lake does have the upper hand, 11-9 over the first 20 games. Next pitch is a called strike three, and down goes Kasser, and there's the second out in the top of the fourth inning. Mazza strikes out Kyle Kasser. And now the batter will be Magnarice Sierra. Rainiers still have 9 games remaining against Salt Lake, all in Salt Lake City, as this pitch is hit in the air to shallow right and playable for Heineman, who's there, and he makes the catch. Sierra is retired, swinging at the first pitch. He flies out to right field. And Chris Mazza delivers a scoreless inning in his right ears debut. No runs, hits, or errors, one left in the top of the fourth. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
The city of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
No score between Tacoma and Salt Lake. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning here at Cheney Stadium. Right here's looking for their first hit against Kenny Rosenberg. It's going to be Eric Mejia, Brian O'Keefe, and Scott Heineman. Right here's do have a couple of base runners who reached on walks in the first inning, but they have not yet gotten into the hit or run column here tonight. The game is on pause while the Red Ears find a first base coach. Mejia stands in. And the pitch is up high and outside for a ball, 1-0. Now Rosenberg is ready. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. Counts even, 1-1. Rosenberg Wines and the 1-1 pitch swung on and lined to the left side and threw into left field. A base hit and the Red Ears get their first hit of the game. Eric Mejia strokes a single to left field. And he's aboard to get things started in the bottom of the fourth inning. So the Red Ears with their first little bit of offense tonight. And now Brian O'Keefe will bat with a man on. O'Keefe walked in the first, his only plate appearance so far. Now Rosenberg with the pitch, and it is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 is in there for a strike. Toss to first base and back in standing up is Mejia. One pitch is ripped foul down the left field line. So a ball at two strikes. And the pitch is a called strike three, and O'Keefe goes down looking, and there's the first out at the bottom of the fourth inning. Strikeout number four for Rosenberg, and now Scott Heinemann will be the batter. We're going to take a look at what happened around the league in last night's games. In the West, first place Las Vegas has hit a little rut. They dropped their fourth in a row last night to Round Rock, 8-6. Sears one in there for a strike to Heinemann. Round Rock beating Vegas for the fourth time in a row yesterday. Josh Saleh hit a two-run homer for him. Bubba Thompson was 3-for-4 with a homer and scored 3 runs in the leadoff spot. It's now a toss to first, and Mejia's back in. And Reno took advantage and picked up a game on first place Vegas. Reno's only 2.5 games back now. And they had some kind of a rally last night at Sacramento. 0-1 pitch to Heinemann, and it is fouled away. Reno went to the top of the ninth inning in Sacramento last night, trailing 9-5. And they scored 5 runs to take the 10-9 lead, and they won it by that score. All 5 runs in their ninth inning rally scored after there were 2 outs. On the road in Sacramento, not one of the hitters' parks, as the runner goes, but the pitch is fouled off. Still 0-2 to Heinemann. They were down 9-5, and with 2 outs, Dominic Fletcher hit a 2-run double to make it 9-7. Seth Beer drew a walk. And then Pavitt Smith reached on an error by the third baseman that allowed a run to score to make it 9-8. That should have been the last out of the game, but it wasn't. And then Wilmer Defoe hit a 2-run double, and Reno took the 10-9 lead, all with 2 outs. 0-2 pitch fouled off first base side. Still 0-2. Rosenberg getting the signals from his catcher. Now a toss to first. Sacramento lost the game, but their slugger David Villar hit his league-leading 21st home run of the season. And then he's the guy who made the error in the ninth that extended the rally for Reno. 0-2 pitch to Heineman, fouled away. Rainiers will see Reno up close and personal tomorrow on the road as the Rainiers start a six-game series at Reno tomorrow night. First pitch is 6:35 p.m., and we'll have it for you on this broadcast stream. 0-2 the count to Heineman, and the pitch is swung on and fouled away, out of play, first base side in the seats, another souvenir. O-2 pitch coming to Heineman. And it is swung on and lined into left field, and that's a base hit. And taking second is Mejia. Then the ball gets right through Joe Adell, and Mejia's off to the races. He's around third, headed home, and he dives in safely ahead of the relay. And the Rainiers take a 1-0 lead on an error in left field. Heineman got an 0-2 off-speed pitch, and he pulled it into left field. Adell tried to field this on two hops, and it got right through him and rolled out towards the warning track. And Mejia, who was going to stop at second base, in fact, he had slowed down to stop at second base, suddenly he turned on the speed and went all the way around third and scored on the air by the left fielder. Heineman gets credited with a single. He took second on the air. And the Rainiers have a 1-0 lead. And here's Kevin Padlow, and he swings at the first pitch and fouls it off on the first base side. And that is strike one. Well, it's kind of a weird thing, but Rosenberg, the Salt Lake pitcher, came into play today with a 2.45 ERA for the Bees. That's very good, obviously. And he's allowed a lot of unearned runs. Sears pitch down low. He's allowed 11 earned runs and then 5 more unearned runs in his 40 innings this year coming into play today. And this very well may end up being an unearned run depending on what happens in the rest of this inning. Now the 1-1 pitch to Padlow is swung on and popped up behind first base. Chasing it is Gatewood. In comes Rojas. Rojas calls off Gatewood, and the right fielder makes the catch in fair territory for the second out. Padlow is retired, and now Forrest Wall will be the batter. Good to see him hit for himself after having that moment where he was shaken up at the top of this inning when he ran into the left field fence in left center. Wall struck out his first time up today. He's 0-1. And the pitch with the runner going is high. Throw to third is not in time. Heineman steals third base. Just took off and swiped third base. His third steal. Had a big jump. And Heineman now at third with two outs. One ball, no strikes, the count to Forrest Wall. That was the Rainiers' 100th stolen base of the season right there. Now a swing and a liner down the right field line. Base hit for Forrest Wall. Heineman scores. Wall's digging for second, and he will stop there with a double and an RBI. And the Rainiers lead it 2-0. Forrest Wall yanking one down the right field line. Breaking ball up from Rosenberg. Right here's with a two-run rally here. For Forrest Wall, that was his seventh double of the year and 17th run batted in. Now Drew Ellis will hit. He flied out to deep center his first time up and is 0-1. Here's the pitch, and it is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 pitch coming. And it is a breaking ball in the dirt. One ball, one strike. Two runs in the bottom of the fourth right here is looking for more. The pitch swung on and pulled down the third baseline. Foul, just foul down the line. 1-2 to Drew Allen. And here's heading to Reno tomorrow. That's been Ellis's team these last couple of years, and he's going to go in there as a visiting player for his first time ever tomorrow. That'll be kind of weird for him. Only been in the Mariners organization for, well, a little less than 2 weeks. Now the 1-2 is inside. Two balls, two strikes. So 2-2 the count. And the pitch is low ball three. Three balls, two strikes. Payoff pitch is low ball four. Ellis ends up working the walk, and he heads down to first base. Two on, two out for Mason McCoy. And the catcher, Chad Wallach, goes to the mound to talk to Rosenberg. And while no one is throwing in the Salt Lake bullpen, some guys are starting to loosen up and stretch and mill around and get ready for action. So McCoy settles in. He struck out his first time up today. Runners take off. Pitch is inside. Throw to third. Not in time. Double steal. Wall steals third, and Ellis, the trailing runner, takes second. They will each get credited with a stolen base. Wall his 24th, and Drew Ellis is first as a Rainier and third of the season. So two men are in scoring position now, and a 1-0 count to McCoy. There's action in the Rainier's bullpen. So now the 1-0 is a swing and a miss, 1-1. One ball, one strike to McCoy. And the pitch is swung on, rolled slowly to third, fielded by Kian Wong, and he straightens up and throws out McCoy at first base, and that wraps up the bottom of the fourth inning. Raiders get two runs in the bottom of the fourth on three hits. There was one error, and two runners left on base. We go to the fifth inning. It's Tacoma 2, Salt Lake nothing.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app,
so we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members,
and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We go to the fifth inning. Tacoma with a 2-0 lead over the Salt Lake Bees, and the Red Ears bring in a new pitcher. It's Rowenis Elias on to pitch the top of the fifth inning. He's on in relief of Chris Baza, who worked a scoreless inning with one walk and one strikeout. So Elias in from the pen, and the Red Ears have the lead for the first time today, 2-0, and Elias's pitch to Wallach is over for a strike. 0-1 the count. Elias is appearing in his 18th game for Tacoma this year. No record of 3.38 ERA. Next pitch is lined over the leaping Mejia and into left field. A base hit for Wallach, and Salt Lake has their second hit of the game. A leadoff single in the top of the fifth inning for Wallach. A liner that just cleared the leaping Eric Mejia at third. And now Jake Gatewood is the hitter. Looks like Salt Lake has just added a pitcher, not this minute, but word has come out. So here's one inside that the Braves traded right-hander Tuki Toussaint to the Angels for the old cash considerations. Yeah, the 1-0 to Gatewood is a swing and a miss, 1-1. And Tuki Toussaint, who has been in the majors quite a bit the last couple of years, but this year he's been in AAA all year, so he may be on his way to the Bees. I don't know, though. 1-1 pitch to Gatewood down low. Two balls, one strike. Two-one pitch coming from Elias. And it is swung on and popped up on the left side. And Mejia's in foul ground in the coach's box. And he makes the catch. And there is the first out at the top of the fifth inning. Gatewood fouls out to Eric Mejia. One down, and now Jake Palamaki will be the batter. Well, there we go. The Angels created room for Toussaint on their 40-man roster by DFAing the infielder Jack Mayfield, who left this game after the second inning. So that's what happened there. Pitch to Palamaki is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Now the 0-1 pitch popped up, foul. First base side, over for a look is Padlo, but this one's out of play. More on our look around the league. Last night's games, we didn't get to the Eastern Division. We need to do that. Can't skip the Eastern Division. Albuquerque beat Sugarland last night 9-3. The Albuquerque veteran, Carlos Perez, catcher who also does some DHing and plays first base sometimes. He hit 2 3-run homers last night. So here's one down and in to Palamaki. So Perez finished with 6 runs batted in. D DJ Peterson had three hits for Albuquerque. He's been heating up recently, the former Mariners first-round pick, now 30 years old. He's got his average up to 283 for Albuquerque, 852 OPS. Here's a grounder to third, might be two. Mejia goes to Ellis for one on to first, not in time. Palamaki hustling down the line, avoided the double play. Wallach forced out at second. Palamaki reaches on a fielder's choice. Rainiers turned this as quickly as they could. Palamaki just barely beat the throw to first. So here's Kian Wong. Wong's 0 for 1 with a sacrifice bunt. And a toss to first, and back in standing up is Palamaki. Albuquerque won that game last night. They had a bullpen day, so they started one of their relievers, and the relief pitcher that they chose to have start yesterday, so now the pitch is up high for a ball, was Jordan Sheffield, the older brother of the Rainiers lefty Justice Sheffield. Jordan has been with Albuquerque recently and been working out of their bullpen, and yesterday he made a spot start. 1-0 pitch is lined up the middle and into center field. That's a base hit for Wong. Moving up to second is Palamaki, and he stops there. And Kian Wong has a single up the middle, and Salt Lake has two on with two out in the top of the fifth inning. And now Jose Rojas will be the batter. Rojas is 0 for 2 with a ground out and a flyout. Elias now in a little bit of a bind with two outs, two on. Right here, shift Rojas with three infielders on the right side. And the pitch is low and away. Oklahoma City and El Paso last night had their game suspended in the bottom of the fifth inning due to inclement weather. The score was tied 4-4. They came back early today to finish that before their regularly scheduled game. As here's one low for a ball, 2-0. And El Paso ended up winning it 18-5. So it was 4-4 in the fifth inning when they suspended it last night, and they won 18-5 today. As there's one fouled away. So they scored 14 more runs. Congratulations to Robinson Cano with the El Paso Chihuahuas, who hit his first AAA home run since 2005. In fact, he hit two, part of a four-hit game in which he drove in six runs. Swing and a miss for a strike. Snap throw to second base by O'Keefe, and back in safely is Palamaki. Trying to pick him off the bag after the pitch. And Palamaki got back in there safely. Two balls, two strikes, two on, two out. Elias's pitch is a curve down low. Full count, 3-2. That means the runners will be on the move with the pitch. Payoff coming from Rowenis Elias. And it is a swing and a foul out of play. Still three balls, two strikes to Rojas. Yeah. Palamaki, the runner at second, and Wong, the runner at first. They'll be off with the pitch again. Elias is ready. And now, oh boy, they just called a pitch clock violation on Rowenis Elias for ball four. On a full count, a pitch clock violation for ball four. And that's frustrating. And Elias gets an explanation from the third base umpire, Austin Jones. Now, the Red Ears pitching coach, Alon Leishman, is going to go to the mound to talk to Elias. You don't want to see that. That's where the pitch clock's doing such a great job of improving the pace of play. And we've had the pitch clock for like 5 years, but this is the first time they've ever actually enforced it. And it's really improving the pace of play. But you hate to see it when a violation causes a walk on a full count with two outs. And no one argues about it because it's the rule. And, you know, it's a new rule this year, but you can't argue about it. I mean, the clock went to zero. What are you going to argue? It's just frustrating that that results in a base runner. So Elias now has to face Joe Adell with the bases loaded and two outs. And here's his pitch, and it is down low for a ball, 1-0. Leishman had a quick visit with Elias. Now Elias is ready. And the 1-0 pitch is swung on and pulled down the left field line, hooking, and it is foul. Foul ball into the corner. One ball, one strike. So 1-1 the count. And this pitch is just off the plate for a ball. Two balls, one strike. And the pitch is waved at and missed. So two balls, two strikes, two outs, bases loaded. Elias trying to get out of the top of the fifth inning. Dangerous customer at the plate in Joe Adell. Elias is ready. And here comes the 2-2 pitch, and it is low ball three. Adell not chasing that one. Full count, 3-2. Now Elias is ready. Again, the 3-2 pitch is outside, ball four. He walked him, and that forces in a run. Palamaki scores. Wong takes third. Rojas to second. Joe Adell draws his third walk of the game, and it's a bases-loaded walk to make it 2-1. Bees get their first run of the night. And now Dylan Thomas will bat with the bases juiced at two outs. Here's the pitch from Elias, and it is inside, and it just missed hitting Thomas on the arm. Ball one. Now Elias ready with his 1-0 pitch. And it is swung on and fouled off on the third base side, and the count's even, 1-1. Next pitch swung on, hit in the air, foul down the left field line, strike two. So Elias ahead of the count, a ball and two strikes on Thomas. He revs up a new baseball. Now he looks in for the sign from his catcher, Brian O'Keefe. And the pitch is outside. 2-2 down. Elias does not want to go to another full count. Here's the 2-2 to Thomas. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a breaking ball, and Thomas strikes out, wrapping up the top of the fifth inning. But Salt Lake gets a run on two hits. There were no errors, and three runners were left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Tecoma 2, Salt Lake 1.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
School's out for summer, but if your business is running QuickBooks, you'll never get a break. Their manual processes and delays will leave you scrambling. Graduate to NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. No matter how big your business grows, with NetSuite, you'll gain visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more, just like 93% of surveyed businesses who already graduated. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program, so head to netsuite.com/RBI.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It is Tecoma 2, Salt Lake 1. New pitcher into the game for Salt Lake to work the bottom of the fifth inning. Wander Suero is the name of this right-hander, who is 30 years old from the Dominican Republic. He's out in relief of Kenny Rosenberg, who went four innings, allowed three hits and two runs, both earned. He walked three and struck out four. Jared Kelnick at the top of the order are coming up for the Red Ears. It'll be Kelnick, Kyle Lewis, and Eric Mejia at the bottom of the fifth inning. And the pitch to Kelnick is a ball, 1-0. Looks like Kyle Lewis's rehab day is done, as Alex Blandino is in the on-deck circle instead of Lewis. Now the pitch to Kelnick. Misses for a ball. 2-0 the count. Wander Suero for Salt Lake in his 20th game. Two wins, three losses, 6.23 ERA. Couple of saves. And the pitch is roped into the alley in right center field, and that's going to go through to the wall. Over to collect it is Sierra. Kelnick's just going to coast into second with a stand-up double. Jared Kelnick ripping that one into the gap in right center field. He has now hit safely in nine of his last 10 games. That pitch was left up by Suero, and he's kind of lucky Kelnick only hit it for a double. Kelnick with his 14th double in just 36 games for Tacoma. So here's Alex Blandino pinch hitting for Kyle Lewis. Lewis finishes his rehab day 0-for-1. He walked and flied out. Now the pitch is in there for a strike. to Blandino. Blandino hitting 206 with a 379 on base percentage. Three homers in 107 at-bats. And he takes a pitch outside for a ball, 1-1. Now the 1-1 up high for a ball. Two balls, one strike, the count to Blandino. Blandino hit a double yesterday and scored on the first of the three home runs that Brian O'Keefe hit. Two-one from Suero is ball three. 3-1. Suero has big league time with the Washington Nationals, broke in 2019. Six-foot-four right-hander. 3-1 pitch is popped up in the home plate area. Wallach is called off by the third baseman, Rojas, coming down the line, or Wong, pardon me, and Wong makes the catch, and that's the first out of the inning. Blandino fouls out to Kian Wong. And now Eric Mejia will be the batter. Mejia singled and scored in the fourth, 1-for-2 so far. And the pitch is a swing and a miss and an off-speed pitch from Suero. Kalnick leads from second, shift is on for Mejia, and the pitch is down in the dirt. 1-1 the count. Now the next pitch from Suero, swung on and hit high in the sky on the right side of the infield. Who's going to get it? Well, it is caught by Palamaki, the shortstop, and that is out number two in the bottom of the fifth inning. So two down for Brian O'Keefe. Time called. The catcher, Chad Wallach's going to go talk to Suero for a moment. First base open here. Apparently Salt Lake did consider intentionally walking O'Keefe in the 10th inning last night. At that point in the game, there were two outs and a runner at third, tied. And O'Keefe had already hit three home runs on the night. And apparently they considered walking him and pitching to Padlo, but decided to go after him. Here's a foul out of play by O'Keefe. That didn't work. O'Keefe singled in the winning run. A 1-1 pitch from Suero is swung on and fouled away. 0-2 the count. So no balls, two strikes. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes O'Keefe on three pitches, and that wraps up the bottom of the fifth inning. No runs for Tacoba on one hit and one runner left on. We go to the sixth. It is Tacoba 2, Salt Lake 1.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right.
Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Well, we go to the sixth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium, and Tacoma leads Salt Lake 2-1. Right here's a well into their bullpen. Kyle Bird comes out to pitch the top of the sixth inning. Fourth pitcher used by the Red Ears tonight. And he has not pitched in a while, Bird. Bird is... Well, he last pitched on June 17th. He spent time on the COVID list. And he's in the clear now. And Bird will face Kyle Kasser, Magnery Sierra, and Chad Wallach. Rowanis Elias went one inning, allowed two hits and one run, which was earned. He walked two and struck out one. Kasser struck out looking in his first AAA at bat of the fourth inning. Bird is in his 19th game of the year for the Red Ears, 2-1 with an 8.38 ERA. And his pitch is on the outside edge for a called strike, 0-1 the count. Next pitch, called strike three. Down goes Kasser, and there's the first out in the top of the sixth inning. Kyle Bird gets the strikeout. Magnery Sierra is 0 for 2 today, and Bird's pitch is swung on and fouled back. There's strike one. Bird now ready with the 0-1 on its way. And the pitch is in there for a called strike. Bird firing strikes. And this one is a called strike three, and down goes Sierra, and Bird has thrown six pitches and struck out two hitters, and he's got them both looking. Now Chad Wallach will be the batter. Bird with this pitch that's a swing and a miss, strike one. Now Bird ready. Here comes the 0-1. And it is high for a ball. One ball, one strike. That's the first non-strike of the inning. And this one misses for a ball. 2-1. And now a swing and a grounder to the left side. Scooped up at short by McCoy. Throw it to first in time for the out. And Kyle Bird retires the side in order. Three up, three down in the top of the sixth inning. And he gets a couple of strikeouts along the way. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's Tecoma 2, Salt Lake 1.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision. And at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
Now, you know when it came to my KFC meal, I had to put some thought into it.
KFC, may I take your order?
So I started off with a warm and toasted brioche bun. Word of advice, do not sleep on brioche buns. They're French and they're fire. Come on. Now, for the star of the show, have you ever seen such a beautiful chicken sandwich? You gotta make mine spicy. Add a side of mac and cheese, secret recipe fries, ranch, and an ice-cold lemonade. And there you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today.
Prices and participation may vary.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning on this 3rd of July at Cheney Stadium. Packed house here in Tecoma, and they have seen the Rainiers take a 2-1 lead into the bottom of the sixth inning, and the team's looking to add some more runs here. They'll send Scott Heineman, Kevin Padlow, and Forrest Wall to the plate against the right-hander Wander Suero, who came in last inning. Allowed a leadoff double to Celtic and was able to then get three straight hitters out without allowing Celtic to score. Here's Heineman, and the first pitch from Suero is up and away for a ball, 1-0. Heineman singled in the fourth, scored a run. And he takes a pitch inside for a ball. 2-0. His base hit came with a runner at first, and it got past left fielder Joe Adell for an error. And the runner at first, who was Eric Mejia, ended up scoring on the air. Here's a pop-up foul. First base side looks playable. Gatewood with plenty of room, and he makes the catch. And one man is out at the bottom of the sixth inning. So Heineman fouls out. And now Kevin Padlow is the hitter. Padlow 0 for 2 with a couple of flyouts. And the pitch is breaking ball inside, 1-0. Suero used that curveball right there quite a bit in his last outing, which was on Thursday here at Cheney Stadium when he faced four hitters and got them all out. Next pitch is fouled off on the first base side. One ball, one strike to Padlow. We'll take a look at the Seattle Mariner Farm Report. See what's going on at the level right below Tecoma, Double A Arkansas. Now the pitch to Padlow is pulled past the third baseman Wong and down the line. And Padlow is around first. Over to get it is Adell. Padlow is going to end up at second base. And he is there with one out in the bottom of the sixth inning. He hooked this curveball down the third baseline, and Wong reaching across his body with a backhand attempt low to the ground, couldn't flag it down, and that's a double for Kevin Padlow. So he's in scoring position with one out. And now Forrest Wall is the batter. Wall's one for two with a double. The runner takes off, and the pitch misses for a ball, and stealing third without a throw is Padlow. Just got a big jump and swiped third base. His eighth steal of the year in nine attempts, and that was just the element of surprise. Now the infield is in, and Wall fouls one off, and the count's even, 1-1. So one ball, one strike. Next pitch is looped out into shallow left. That's going to fall in for a base hit. Padlow scores, and the Red Ears have a 3-1 lead on the RBI single by Forrest Wall. Wall has driven in two of the Red Ears' three runs tonight. He had an RBI double in the fourth, and now he singles in a run here in the sixth. And Drew Ellis will be next. All right, at AA Arkansas yesterday, they won on the road. They beat Tulsa, the Los Angeles Dodgers affiliate, 4-3. And the pitch is swung on and lined into center field, and that's a base hit for Ellis towards right center. And Sierra goes and gets it. Coming around third is Wall. He's racing home. He's in trouble. The relay to the plate is in time. They get him. And taking second on the play is Ellis. An aggressive send by Zach Vinci with the fastest runner on the team, but Salt Lake was able to cleanly relay this ball back in, and they got Wall at the plate. Tag applied by the catcher, Wallach. Sierra briefly struggled to field that ball in the outfield. He kind of knocked it to the ground, but he picked it up right away. I think Vinci, the third base coach, saw that and thought that might leave the opening for Wall to score. Now the pitch to Mason McCoy misses low and away for a ball. So it's a single for Ellis. He takes second on the throw, and Wall is out at the plate. I think that went 8-4-2. One ball, no strikes to McCoy. And the pitch from Suero is low. Double A Arkansas last night had a two-run homer from outfielder Zach Deloach, his sixth of the year. Joe Rizzo had three hits. Levi Stout started. He had a really good game, allowed one run on two hits over six innings. Didn't walk anyone. Sears went inside for a ball. Stout got his ERA under five with that. He's 6-4 with a 4.81 ERA. Want to mention their closer, though. 3-0 pitch. Misses ball four. McCoy draws the walk. He heads down to first base. Two on, two out for Kelnick. So the AA Arkansas closer is right-handed. His name is Michael Streifler. And yesterday he struck out the side for the save in a one-run game on the road. And it was his 12th save, and it lowered his ERA to 0.96. And Streifler's got some interesting numbers on his stat line. Pitch to Kelnick is a swing and a foul tip. He's pitched 28 innings there and has allowed only 14 hits and just three runs for the 0.96 ERA. And in the 28 innings, he has struck out 46 batters. He has walked 16. So the runner leaves first and then has to hustle back as the catcher throws to first base. And now they've got Ellis in a rundown between second and third. And he is tagged out for the final out of the inning. And that really turned into a disaster for the Red Ears. And Ellis is frustrated. He fires his helmet down. McCoy thought Ellis was taken out for third on the pitch, so he started running towards second, and then he stopped, went back. The catcher threw behind the runner McCoy at first base. He got back in safely, but Ellis took off for third when he saw that, and he ended up getting caught in a rundown. And that wraps up the bottom of the sixth inning. The Red Ears settle for one run on three hits, had two outs on the bases, and leave one runner on. We go to the seventh inning. It is Tecoma 3, Salt Lake 1.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria, también somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
We go to the seventh inning. Tecoma with a 3-1 lead over the Salt Lake Bees. New pitcher for the Red Ears here at the top of the seventh inning. Danny Young takes over on the mound. The lefty relieves Kyle Bird, who retired the side in order in the sixth with a couple of strikeouts. Really nice inning for Kyle Bird. So Young is in, and he'll face Jake Gatewood to start things off. And the pitch to Gatewood is in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Right here's with the 3-1 lead, but definitely a frustrating sixth inning. Sears one outside for a ball where they had a runner thrown out at the plate on an aggressive send. And then they had a base running snafu to end the inning. 1-1 pitch is hit in the air to shallow center field. And this is playable and caught by Forrest Wall, the center fielder. And one man's gone at the top of the seventh inning. Young gets Gatewood. And now Jake Palamaki will be the batter. Danny Young in his 22nd game. No record of 4.95 ERA. Two saves this season. Palamaki 0-2 with a run scored, and Young's pitch is grounded to short. And that's fielded by McCoy. And he throws to first and gets Palamaki, and very quickly, Danny Young gets two outs at the top of the seventh inning. And now Kian Wong will be the batter. Wong is 1-2 with a single and a sacrifice bunt. And this pitch misses for a ball. Now the next pitch on its way. And it is inside for a ball. 2-0. Here's a strike now with a breaking ball. The slider from Danny Young, which is his best pitch. Count goes to 2-1. And this one is a swing and a miss, strike two. So Young evens up the count. And the pitch is swung on, grounded through the hole between first and second and into right field. That's a base hit for Kian Wong. If there's a left-handed pitcher on the mound, he's probably going to hit a single. That's what he does. He has a reverse split in his batting statistics, and he's hitting, well, after two hits off lefties tonight, he's now hitting just about 400 against left-handed pitching this year. Another left-hand hitter up now, Jose Rojas. And Young's pitch with a runner going is a strike. Throw to second by O'Keefe, not in time. Stealing second base is Kian Wong. Rojas behind in the count now, 0-1. Two outs, runner at second. Shift is on, three infielders on the right side, and the pitch is outside. One ball, one strike. Now Young comes set. And the pitch is a fastball poured in there for a strike, and the count goes to 1-2. Young trying to put him away. And the pitch from the lefty is a slider outside. 2-2. Right here's half the top of the order coming up in the bottom of this inning. Now the 2-2 is coming, and it is a check swing, and he did not go around, says the third base umpire, Austin Jones, who is out in the middle of the diamond with a runner at second base, not on the third base line. And he catches some boos from the crowd. Three balls, two strikes, and the pitch is a swing and a foul back by Rojas. Still three balls, two strikes. Young trying to put him away. Gets the sign from O'Keefe. Wong leads from second, and now the 3-2 pitch is a swing and a grounder to first, and dropping to a knee to field it is Padlo, and then he'll take it to the base himself for the putout, and the inning is over. Danny Young works a scoreless top of the seventh, allowed a hit and one runner left. We go to the seventh inning stretch. It is Tacoma 3, Salt Lake 1.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Hey, Tacoma fans, America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. The Tacoma Raiders leading this ballgame 3-1. New pitcher for Salt Lake. It is right-hander Keith Rogala. Rogala on from the pen. He's on in relief of Wander Suero. And the Raiders will send the top of the order to the plate here in the bottom of the seventh inning. It'll be Jared Keldick, Alex Blandino, and Eric Mejia. Tune in tomorrow at 6:35. Pregame starts at 6:25. The Red Ears' 4th of July game this year is in Reno. Justice Sheffield coming off a strong start in his last outing will be on the mound against left-hander Tommy Henry for Reno, who has been one of the top starters in the PCL this year and has been tough on the Rainiers, so that could be a really good game tomorrow night in Reno. First pitch, 6:35. All right, Keith Rogala on to pitch, and the right-hander will face Jared Keldick. And the pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. Rogala has no record at 2.81 ERA in 15 appearances. 16 innings of work, has walked 18 and struck out 15. A very good ERA for a pitcher who has walked so many batters. 1-0 pitch. Swung on and swatted to the second up the middle, but flagged down by Palamaki. And they get the out at first base. That was actually Wong shifted to the right side of the infield who fielded that ball. So 5-3 on the play, even though it was hit to the right of second base. Keldick retired, and now Alex Blandino will bat. Rogala on in relief of Wander Suero, who went two innings, allowed four hits and one run, which was earned. He walked one and struck out one. Here's a breaking ball in there for a strike to Blandino. 0-1 the count. Rainiers scored two in the fourth and one in the sixth. Salt Lake scored their lone run so far in the fifth, as the pitch to Blandino is in there for a called strike. And he's behind in the count, 0-2. So no balls, two strikes to Blandino. And Rogala is set. Next pitch, up and in. One ball, two strikes. Now Rogala with a 1-2 pitch, and it is low and away for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and it is swung on and hit in the air towards right. Coming in on the ball is Rojas, and he makes the catch. There's out number two. Blandino flies to right, and now Eric Mejia will hit. In the Red Ears bullpen, Matt Festa is warming up. Looks like he's going to get the eighth inning. Eric Mejia is 1-for-3 tonight with a single and a run scored. Switch hitter, he bats left-handed against Rogala. And the infield is shifted with three infielders on the right side. And the pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 swung on and pulled sharply to first, but flagged down by Gatewood. And then he tosses it to Rogala, covering first base for the putout, and the inning is over. Red Ears do not score in the bottom of the seventh inning. Three up, three down. We're on our way to the eighth inning with the score. Tacoma 3, Salt Lake 1.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
On we go to the eighth inning of play. The Tacoma Red Ears lead Salt Lake by a score of 3-1 here on July 3rd at Cheney Stadium. And it is the Red Ears' biggest crowd of the year. 7,162 fans, the attendance today. Exactly. Red Ears' biggest attendance of the year. Still lots of baseball to be played this summer, though, at Cheney Stadium. Make sure you check out TacomaRainiers.com and find some other games to attend coming up this year. Rainiers have quite a few home games this month, and in August there's a two-week homestand, too. So lots of dates on the upcoming schedule for the Rainiers. Well, Matt Festa in to pitch the eighth on in relief of Danny Young, who worked a scoreless seventh, allowing one hit, no walks, no strikeouts. And Festa's first pitch to Joe Adell is in there for a strike, 0-1. Adell's been very patient tonight, and he has drawn three walks, one of them coming with the bases loaded to drive in the lone Salt Lake run so far. And he swings at the next pitch and fouls it away, 0-2. Festa is in his fifth appearance since he was optioned to Tacoma by the Mariners, despite having pitched very well in Seattle. And he's been terrific here. 4 2/3 no-hit innings, no runs allowed, 10 strikeouts, two walks. Here's the 0-2 to Adell, and it is a swing and a foul out of play. And it is still no balls, two strikes. Festa facing the heart of the order for Salt Lake. Adell, Dylan Thomas, and the number five spot, Kessler. So now the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and there's the first out at the top of the eighth inning. Matt Festa strikes out Joe Adell. And now Dylan Thomas is the batter. Thomas 0 for 3 with a ground out, a fly out, and a strikeout. Festa now with the pitch, and it is swung out and lined to the right side. Backhanded by Ellis, and he caught it on the fly as he was reaching down towards the ground, and he gloved it while falling to the ground himself and caught it right before it hit the dirt. Nice play by Drew Ellis at second base, and two men are gone in the top of the eighth inning. And now Kyle Kasser is the hitter, making his AAA debut. He replaced Jack Mayfield in the second inning, or the third inning, actually, when move was made here. Here's a chopper to first. One big bounce to Padlow, who fields it and takes it to the base himself for the putout. And Festa needs just six pitches to retire the side in the top of the eighth inning. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning here at Cheney Stadium with the score: Tecoma 3, Salt Lake 1.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that. Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
On we go to the eighth inning, the bottom of the eighth inning. Tecoma with a 3-1 lead over the Salt Lake Bees. And Salt Lake brings in a new pitcher to work the bottom of the eighth inning. It is right-hander Ty Buttrey. He is in relief of Keith Rogala. Rogala retired the side in order in the seventh. So Buttrey in from the pen. He'll face Brian O'Keefe, Scott Heineman, and Kevin Padlow. The Red Deer is looking for insurance runs before we head to the ninth. The first pitch to O'Keefe is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Buttrey for Salt Lake in his 18th game. No record of 7.71 ERA. And the pitch is taken outside. Two balls, no strikes to O'Keefe. Now the 2-0 is in there for a strike, 2-1. O'Keefe, two strikeouts and a walk tonight in the game after the best game of his pro career. The three homers and four hits last night. Drove in all five runs of a Rainier's 5-4 win. He takes a strike now. Counts even, 2-2. Talked about O'Keefe with manager Tim Fedorovich on the pregame show today, and he brought up, it's an easy point to forget, but this is just his 40th game of the year today, as here's this pop-up into shallow right, and back goes the second baseman Kasser, and he makes the catch in front of the charging right fielder Ramos, and there's the first out at the bottom of the eighth inning. O'Keefe missed the first month or so of the season as he was recovering from hamate bone surgery, and then was playing most games for the Red Ears, and then they signed Andrew Knapp, and Knapp got most of the games for a while, and O'Keefe found himself playing a little more sporadically for a while. So now there's a pitch in for a strike to Heineman. But Knapp got called up by the Mariners, and now O'Keefe's in the lineup daily once again. At least daily as far as catchers are concerned. Here's a fly into right field towards Rojas, and this one's routine, and Rojas makes the catch, and Heineman is out. Two away in the bottom of the eighth, and here comes Kevin Padlow. Well, in the ninth inning, Salt Lake has Magdaleno Sierra, Chad Wallach, and Jake Gatewood coming up. Here's the pitch to Padlow, and it is taken for a strike, 0-1. Next pitch, bounced slowly to third, tough play, charged and picked up by Wong, throw to first, not in time. Padlow beats it out for a base hit, an infield single, his second hit of the game. And Padlow is on with the Red Ears' eighth hit as a team tonight. And now Forrest Wall is the batter. Wall has driven in two runs tonight. He has an RBI double in the fourth, and he singled in a run in the sixth. And the pitch is a swing and a miss at a fastball there, strike one. Buttry hitting 94 on the gun with that heater. I think that's Nick Ramirez in the Rainiers bullpen warming up to work the ninth. Now the runner goes, pitches up and away, throw to second is in time, they got him. And that does it for the Red Ears in the bottom of the eighth inning. Padlow caught stealing, and Tacoma does not score in the eighth. So they're going to have to hope that a two-run lead is enough. We head to the ninth inning. It's Tacoma 3, Salt Lake 1.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
This is Claudia's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
I had just moved to a new city and barely even knew where the grocery store was yet. When my car wouldn't start one morning, I didn't know who to ask about local shops. But I remembered a name from back home, O'Reilly Auto Parts. I called and they pointed me to a great mechanic just down the street. Now I feel a little more at home.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We go to the ninth inning. The Red Ears trying to seal a victory. They lead 3-1 over the Salt Lake Bees. And the Red Ears go to the bullpen, bring in Nick Ramirez to try to close it out. Ramirez 2-2 with three saves, a 1.67 ERA in 27 innings pitched this year. Struck out 22 and walked 6. So Ramirez in from the pen to try to close it out. Ramirez pitched earlier in this series on Wednesday in the 12-inning game. He worked the final two innings, the 11th and the 12th, and got the win for the Rainiers out of the pen. He's ready to face Magdaleno Sierra, and the first pitch is taken low and away for a ball. Right here's with the corner infielders drawn in to guard against Sierra possibly bunting for a hit. Now the 1-0 on its way. And it is swung on and chopped slowly to the right side. Fielded by Padlo. Tossed to Ramirez covering the bag, but he can't handle the throw. And Sierra is safe at first base. So Sierra reaches to start the inning with a little chopper to the right side. And Padlo, who was playing about even with the bag, maybe a step closer than that, left his area to go field the ball and then had to underhand it to Ramirez running over to cover first, and Ramirez couldn't catch it cleanly. So Sierra is on, and Salt Lake has the tying run in the batter's box. Chad Wallach, the hitter, and the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Right here, shift Wallach. Three infielders on the right side, and the outfield plays him deep. He does have pop. Ramirez now with the next pitch, and it's a swing and a miss, strike two. No balls, two strikes to Chad Wallach. Now Ramirez ready again. He eyes Sierra, who's a good base stealer, and the pitch is taken down low for a ball. So 1-2 the count. Sierra was credited with an infield single, they have determined. Now the 1-2 from Ramirez, and it is a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Wallach, and there's the first out at the top of the ninth inning. Wallach strikes out, and now Jake Gatewood will be the batter. His changeup. And it was off the plate as well, and Wallach still couldn't stop himself from going after it. One away in the ninth, and now Gatewood the batter, another guy with power who represents the tying run. He's 1-for-3 with a single tonight. Ramirez's pitch is up and away. Ball one. Another changeup from Ramirez. It's giving him a steady diet of those. Now the 1-0 is a swing and a miss. And the count goes to 1-1. Ramirez with the 1-1 pitch. Swung on, hit in the air towards left center. Wall with plenty of room to operate is there, and he makes the catch, and there's the second out. And two men are gone at the top of the ninth inning. Sierra at first. The Red Ears are an out away from victory. Jake Palamaki is the batter. And the switch hitting infielder will hit right-handed against Ramirez. Runner at first, two outs in the ninth. Red Ears lead by a score of 3-1. Ramirez looking for the save. Here's his pitch, and it is taken for a called strike on the outside edge. Another changeup from Ramirez, who is throwing almost entirely changeups here in the top of the ninth. The veteran lefty with his 0-1 pitch, and it is swung on and lined into left center, and that's trouble. It's into the gap, and it's going to roll all the way to the fence. Sierra will score easily from first base. Palamaki is at second, and he stops there with a two-out RBI double. And Salt Lake makes it 3-2, and now they have the tying runner in scoring position at second base with two outs in the ninth. Palamaki doubles to left center. And Kian Wong is now the batter, and we talked earlier about how well he hits against left-handed pitchers, and he's facing another one here in Nick Ramirez. 2-for-3 tonight with a couple of singles. And the pitch from Ramirez is a breaking ball down low, and that is ball one. So 1-0 the count to Kian Wong. Palamaki with his lead at second. Infield plays straight up with Wong at the plate. There's a breaking ball up high to Ado. A walk isn't the end of the world at all. First base is open, although it would put the go-ahead runner on. 2-0 pitch down, low ball three. Rojas in the on-deck circle doesn't hit left-handed pitching like Wong does. He's another left-handed hitter. So 3-0 the count to Wong. And the pitch is a called strike with a change, and the count goes to 3-1. Two outs in the ninth. Red Ears lead 3-2. Palamaki leading from second base. Three balls, one strike to Kian Wong. And the pitch is down and in, ball four. He walked him. So that does put the go-ahead runner on. But also now a force out is set up at all three bases. And Ramirez will work on Jose Rojas, who's been quiet tonight, 0 for 3. The catcher, O'Keefe, goes out there to talk to Ramirez. Rojas came into play today hitting 208 against left-handed pitchers. Does have a couple of homers against southpaws. So two on, two out in the top of the ninth. Right here, shift Rojas, three infielders on the right side. Ramirez's pitch is a fastball called a strike. 91 on the gun. 0-1 the count. Outfield straight away. Medium deep. No wind blowing at the moment. Ramirez with the 0-1 pitch on its way to Rojas, and it is outside with another fastball. And the count goes to 1-1. Palamaki, the tying runner, is at second, and the go-ahead runner, Wong, is at first. And here's the 1-1 pitch on its way, and it is swung on, line towards right. Heineman is there, and he makes the catch on the warning track for the final out of the ball game. The Tacoma Rainiers are winners tonight. 3-2 is the final score, and Tacoma wins the series. They take 4 out of 6 from Salt Lake, with 3 of the 4 wins coming in extra innings. Not today, though. They win it in 9. 3-2 is the final score. We'll recap today's game and look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard of the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show coming up next.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Calling all Rainiers fans. Are you ready for an MVP move? Let Tacoma Power help pay for your home improvements. You'll save energy and money while adding value to your home. We've got you covered with loans, rebates, and discounts on everything from windows and smart thermostats to heating and cooling systems to hybrid water heaters. Check out our website for offers at mytpu.org. Tacoma Public Utilities, proud partner of the Tacoma Rainiers.
Rainiers win 3-2, the final score. They take this one over the Salt Lake Bees, and they win the series 4-2, and the Red Deers have won 4 of their last 5 overall. Well-pitched game today on both sides. Red Deers were facing left-hander Kenny Rosenberg. Tacoma had Connor Wade on the hill. It was 0-0 going to the bottom of the fourth. Wade pitched just 3 innings. They went to Chris Mazza, who pitched a scoreless top of the fourth. So it was 0-0 going to the bottom of the fourth inning where the Red Deers broke through with the game's first runs. They were also the game's first hits. They didn't get a hit against Rosenberg until Mejia led off the fourth inning with a line drive base hit to left field. Then with one out, Scott Heineman singled to left field, and the ball got right through the left fielder Joe Adell for an error, and Mejia scored all the way from first base, and Tacoma had a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the fourth inning. It continued as Heineman, with two outs, would steal third base. And then Forrest Wall doubled down the right field line, scoring Heineman and making it 2-0. Salt Lake got a run back in the fifth against reliever Rowenis Elias, who walked Joe Adell with the bases loaded and two outs on a full count pitch. But he struck out Dylan Thomas to end that threat, with the Red Deers still leading 2-1 was the score. Bottom of the sixth inning with one out, Kevin Padlow doubled to left field against Wander Suero. And then Forrest Wall drove in another run, this time with a base hit to left field after Padlow had stolen third. And that made it 3-1 Tacoma. Rainiers had great relief work in the late innings. Danny Young pitched a scoreless seventh inning. In the eighth inning, Matt Festa set down the side in order. In the ninth inning, Magna Reese Sierra led off against Nick Ramirez in a little infield dribbler, but ended up reaching on what was ruled a base hit. Ramirez got the next two hitters out, but Jake Palamaki doubled to left center, and the speedy Sierra scored all the way from first, made it 3-2, and we had a little drama. Salt Lake had the tying run in scoring position at second. Kian Wong, a dangerous hitter against left-handed pitchers at the plate. Ramirez ended up walking him, and that put the go-ahead runner on for Salt Lake and brought up Jose Rojas, and Rojas hit a ball pretty hard. He roped one to right field, but it was caught at the warning track by right fielder Scott Heineman for the final out of the game, and the Red Deers secured the victory. 3-2 was the final score. Final totals for Tacoma, 3 runs, 8 hits, no errors. They left 6 on base. Salt Lake, 2 runs, 6 hits, 1 error, left 9 on base. Chris Mazza gets the win. He's 1-0. Nick Ramirez the save, his fourth. And Kenny Rosenberg takes the loss. He is 2-3. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 31 minutes. The attendance, 7,162. With the win, the Red Deers go to 32-45 on the year, and Salt Lake falls to 36-42 on the season. Red Deers hit the road really early tomorrow, really more like late night tonight, depending on how you look at things. But anyway, they'll be in Reno tomorrow, and they'll have Justice Sheffield on the mound against Tommy Henry. First pitch, 6:35 p.m. We'll have the stream for you here with the pregame starting at 6:25. Red Deers win 3-2. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard next.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialists by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Red Deers win. They beat Salt Lake 3-2. Let's take a quick look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Mariners won today. They beat the A's 2-1. Julio Rodriguez hit the first pitch at the bottom of the first inning for a homer, his 14th of the year. He drove in the other run with a hit as well. Robbie Ray dealt today. 6 2/3 innings. Allowed one run, struck out 12, and he picked up the win. He's been a hot hand in the Mariners' rotation of late. Mariners take 3 out of 4 from Oakland, and they pulled within three games of the 500 mark. That's the closest they have been in quite some time. Finals from the American League today. Royals beat Detroit 7-4. Edward Olivares and Manuel Rivera hit home runs. Tampa Bay knocked off Toronto again 7-3. Six-run fifth inning for the Rays, who are starting to heat up at the plate. Former Rainier G-Man Choi had three hits and a homer. Shane Boz picked up the win. Cleveland shuts out the Yankees 2-0 as young right-hander Tristan McKenzie tossed seven scoreless innings of one-hit ball, got his fifth win of the year, and beat the Bronx Bombers. Orioles defeat the Twins in Minneapolis 3-1. Taylor Wells went six innings and allowed one run. He's quietly won six straight decisions for Baltimore. And Houston defeats the Angels 4-2. Jeremy Pena, the rookie shortstop, was 4-for-5 with two homers. And the second home run was a two-run walk-off shot in the bottom of the ninth inning. Interleague play today. The New York Mets defeat Texas 4-1 as Eduardo Escobar homered. He has homered in three straight games. And Edwin Diaz got his 18th save for the Mets. Red Sox beat the Cubs 4-2 in the 11th inning on a throwing error by the Cubs relief pitcher Rowan Wick that brought in two runs. Ugly way to lose for the Cubbies. And the White Sox blasted the Giants in San Francisco 13-7. Lucas Giolito allowed one run in six innings and got the win, and the White Sox pounded out 17 hits. National League today, Marlins beat the Nationals in 10 innings, 7-4, as Jesus Sanchez hit a two-run homer in the ninth, and then they scored three runs in the 10th. Brewers shut out the Pirates 2-0. Brandon Woodruff with six scoreless innings. He struck out eight, picked up his seventh win of the year. Reds defeat the Braves 4-3 in Cincinnati. Albert Almora Jr. with a game-winning RBI single at the bottom of the ninth inning to give Cincinnati the victory. Rockies edge Arizona 6-5 on two big hits, both by C.J. Krohn, former Salt Lake Bee. He hit a pair of three-run homers for the Rockies today, his 18th and 19th homers of the season. Padres beat the Dodgers 4-2. They were down 1-0 after eight, scored four runs at the top of the ninth inning. Padres avoiding a four-game series sweep at the hand of the Dodgers. And Philadelphia shuts out the Cardinals 4-0 on Sunday Night Baseball. Zach Wheeler tossed seven scoreless innings to get the W. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today here in Tacoma. The Red Ears beat the Bees 3-2. We'll be back with more right after this.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Rainiers win 3-2 in front of the largest crowd of the year, 7,162. Tacoma takes 4 out of 6 from the Salt Lake Bees, and now they hit the road to take on Reno starting tomorrow night at 6:35. Quick look at the PCL scoreboard. Sugar Land outslugged Albuquerque tonight 14-11. Las Vegas leads Round Rock 12-7 going to the ninth inning. They're trying to end a four-game losing streak. Reno's up in Sacramento 10-6 in the eighth inning at Sacto. And El Paso won yesterday's suspended game against Oklahoma City 18-5 and then won the regularly scheduled game 12-2. My goodness, those two games, they outscored them 30-7. A couple of wins for the Chihuahuas there. All right, that's going to do it. Wrapping up the broadcast. Fireworks show going to start here as soon as the sun goes down, which should be in a few minutes. That'll do it for tonight's broadcast. We'll be with you tomorrow night from Reno at 6:35. First pitch, Justice Sheffield against Tommy Henry. Thanks a lot for listening tonight. This is Mike Curto saying so long. Red Ears win it 3-2. Have a great night.